Caddy Ever After by Hilary Mackay. Read by Deborah Gillette. The Flying Feeling by Rose Casson, Class 4. Today I fell asleep in class. It was literacy hour. Miss Farley, my class teacher, touched me on my shoulder to wake me up. "No!" I shouted very loudly and fell on the floor and crawled under the table to escape. Then I realised where I was, so I came out and sat down again as quietly as I could. I hoped Miss Farley would not notice. But she did. Miss Farley said, "Rose, is there anything wrong? Here at school or at home, perhaps?" I could tell that she'd not forgotten about yesterday. Why I Fell Asleep in Class, A Long Thought, by Rose Casson, Class 4. Miss Farley has a big cheek asking me if there is anything wrong like that, in front of everyone. How would she like it if I did it to her? On one of those days when she comes in with little eyes and no lipstick and snaps, "Rose Casson, what is so interesting out of that window?" Sky. Also, "Rose, since when have tie-dye T-shirts been school uniform? And go to the office and take out that earring and ask them for a recycled envelope to put it in, please." On those days, do I ask, "Miss Farley, is there anything wrong at home? Or at school, perhaps?" No. Luckily, she's not noticed my earring today. It is a gold hoop with dangling red crystals. My sister Saffron gave it to me this morning. There is a clean patch on the carpet in the reading corner where one of the carpet towels has been shampooed, so nobody in the class can forget about yesterday either. Also, Ghost Club has been banned. On wet lunch breaks at our school, you can either go to the hall and play or stay in your classroom and be quiet. That is when we do Ghost Club. Kieran, who used to be my best friend, and me and some of the others. For Ghost Club, we turn off the lights and pull down the blinds and sit in a circle on the carpet tiles in the reading corner. Then we very quietly, really quietly, take turns to tell ghost stories. Yesterday was a rainy day and so we did Ghost Club. First, Molly told us about her granddad whose false teeth slid out when he fell asleep watching football. "I don't think that sounds very scary," I said. "Okay," agreed Molly, "but it is totally gross." Then I told about the strange scratchy noises in our house at night, which cannot be my sister Caddy's escaped hamsters because they would have died ages ago, according to the hamster book. Everyone said their houses made strange noises at night too, which their mothers told them was caused by central heating. I explained that we did not have central heating. Kieran picked at a carpet tile and said...